You're listening to Caffeine and Chaos, a podcast for moms by a mom who's just taking it one day and one cup of coffee at a time. So grab that cup of coffee, come sit back, relax, and join me. Good morning. It is Tuesday. We have made it to the beginning of another week. I hope you guys had a great weekend. I know I did. I got to do something for the first time this weekend with my church. It was very, very exciting. Every year, my church attends a ladies' conference that's put on by another church about 2 hours away. So they load up buses super early in the morning on a Saturday, and we all go. And this church just puts on really an incredible ladies' retreat. I don't know if their building was new this year. It definitely looks newer. But I know at least in the past 3 years, they've built a new building, and their new church building was beautiful. And everything was just so well put together. And it was just really, really refreshing. It was so, so nice to be able to go and do this and to spend time with other ladies from the church. Sorry, my kids are in the background. I actually had someone comment last week. She was like, I was listening to your podcast and I could hear like the noises of the house in the background. And she was like, I love that you feel comfortable enough with your podcast to record while you're still doing life. She said, because I felt like I was sitting at your kitchen table talking to you while you were just kind of doing things around your house and still being a mom and still being a wife. And I was like, that's kind of the feel that I want in this podcast. I want you to think of it as like, I've invited you to my home for coffee and I'm just sharing my heart with you while you sit at my table. And if you've ever been to my house and done that, I would hope that it's the same kind of feel that you have when you're here. So it kind of put it into perspective that, you know, if I have to record when my kids are awake, this is just my life. And that's what we've just got to do right now in this season of life. You got to record podcasts while your kids are awake and that is okay. Anyway, so I went this weekend and it was so timely after doing podcasts last week about talking about how you can't pour from an empty cup. You really can't. And I think that that was reiterated even more this weekend at this ladies' conference. And it was just such a sweet reminder and such a wonderful opportunity to just fill my cup. I'm definitely at a season of life right now where church isn't cutting it. That sounds terrible. So let me kind of explain. It has nothing to do with my pastor or the church or anything. I'm just very much at a phase of life where I have to get up in the middle of the service to go feed a baby. That's my job right now, is keeping Parker alive. And I'm super blessed that I'm able to do that. There are so many moms who can't. I couldn't with our first or second. And so I miss quite a bit of the service, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that at this stage in life. And so sometimes I just don't leave church on a Sunday feeling filled or encouraged or, you know, anything. I kind of feel blank and I just kind of get through the week. And as Christians, if you have a spiritual leader that you approach with that issue and you say, you know, hey, I'm really struggling. I just don't feel like I'm getting filled at church. Now, sometimes, unfortunately, it is a problem with the pastor and preaching and lack of discipleship and things like that. And if a pastor looks at you and says, well, are you reading your Bible at home? That's not the point, because a person can be reading their Bible at home and still not be getting filled at church. It's two different things. So, you know, sometimes it's nice to attend things like ladies' conferences and marriage retreats. My husband and I have a marriage retreat in a few weeks, and I'm very, very excited. We were supposed to be here for it last year and go, and we were not able to. And so I am super thrilled that we're going this year. I think we definitely need it. At the season of transition in our lives that we are in right now. So I'm really looking forward to being able to do that with my husband for a weekend. So here's what I want to do. And I've really gone back and forth about, do I want to just do this for 1 week? Do I want to do it for multiple weeks? So this week, I want to go through my notes from this ladies' conference and give you a glimpse into what I heard, into what encouraged me, into what we talked about, and just kind of give you an overview, hopefully encourage you in the way that I was encouraged. But then what I want to do is I want to take these notes. I want to take these sessions that I've heard and I want to break them down even further. And I want to make a lot of my content for the rest of the year kind of based around the concepts that were presented at this ladies' retreat this weekend. Because I think that they're not new, but they were the perfect reminders for me with the stage of life that I am in right now and with a lot of the things that my family is going through right now. And it was really refreshing to be able to sit there and just be reminded of them in a nice way. I have nothing wrong with going to church and being convicted. I think that there are times as Christians we should go to church and feel convicted. That's how we grow as believers. Conviction is one of those ways that we grow as believers. But sometimes we don't need the conviction as much as we need the gentle nod, the gentle reminder. The friend who comes alongside us and says, hey, I know these are concepts you know. I know these are concepts you understand. But I'm here to love on you and to remind you of what you already know. That's what I felt like this weekend was. And I'll tell you a lot about, you know, how they were speaking and how I really felt like it was just like, whoa. Like, who sat the speaker down before the conference and told the speaker my story and told the speaker about what our family has been dealing with over the last year and told them that I just needed these gentle reminders through these sessions as a wife and as a woman and as a mother and as a Christian, because they were just so gentle and so sweet, and it was just so many good things. So I'm so excited to share these things with you guys. They were such a huge encouragement to me. I hope they will be an encouragement to you as well. So with that being said, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to break down the first session that we sat through and just kind of share with you her points and some of my notes, obviously giving credit where credit is due, but also so that you can look these women up. The two women who spoke, their husbands are pastors. So I am positive you could also look up their husbands. One of the speakers, I'll talk more about her tomorrow. I've actually heard her husband speak before as a pastor. And I have heard of her, and I didn't put two and two together until the last session when she was speaking that that's exactly who it was. But I have heard some of her testimony during her husband's time as a pastor. And now she and her husband are involved in different ministries. He's retired from pastoring. But it was just really, really encouraging to see someone who I'd never met in person, but who I had heard of before, and that I had been praying for their families, and then to see her speak in person and hear her testimony in person is just really special. So, excuse me. So the first session at 9 a.m., bright and early, we heard a woman named Joanna. I'm probably going to butcher her last name, so I'm so sorry. Cabnat, K-A-B-E-M-A-T, I believe is how you spell it. And what I will do is when I post up these podcasts too, I will go ahead and try to link their church or sermons, or if I can find anything by these women too. I'll even go look and see if the church recorded the ladies' conference and see if I could post it so you can listen to these in person too, because I will say it is nice, easy listening, something you could do while you're cleaning or cooking or taking care of kids. It wasn't anything that you need to be so deeply focused on that you couldn't get anything out of it. So that was really nice too. But she talked about blooming. You know, we have that concept of bloom where you're planted, and I've heard lots of sermons about bloom where you're planted. And it basically is that idea of being content where you are, but that's not where she went with this, and I was really appreciative of that. She took the idea of, okay, we want to bloom where we're planted. Well, what happens while we're blooming? What are some things we need to know about blooming and that season of our life? And so she had 8 points. Unfortunately, I only got 7 of them. I don't know what the fifth one is. So if you went to that ladies' conference with me and you happen to have all the points, I would love for you to share them with me, so that I can have that fifth point. But one of the things that she said that I loved that I literally want to make a sign and put it in my house just to remind myself of this every single day. She said, life doesn't have to be easy to be wonderful. One of the biggest things about the speaker, it seems that the pastor and his wife of the church and the other speaker all knew her parents very well. And her mother passed away of cancer several years ago. And actually one of the speakers in the room shared that she knew Joanna's mother because they had gone through cancer at the same time. And I was like, oh my goodness, literal chills when she said that. What a cool thing to have known her mother through her cancer battle and then to be there at an event speaking with her, to be able to look at this woman's daughter who she knew and to think, what a legacy this woman left, that she now gets to sit there after having known the mother, known the struggle of cancer and everything that she went through, and now being able to hear her daughter speak at a ladies' conference. How cool is that? So she did talk a lot about her mom, but she talked about the fact that, you know, when her mom died, that was not a wonderful part of her life. Nobody wants their mother to pass away early. Her mother was 58, I believe she said. Her mom was young. Her mom was younger than my parents were. Her mom would probably be about the same age as my parents at this point. But she said, you know, nobody wants their parent to die. And she said, however, just because life was difficult, just because my mother struggled with cancer for so many years, does not mean that her life, you know, wasn't wonderful, because the Lord used her in so many ways when she was alive. And I was like, you know, that is such a good reminder, because our life is certainly not easy. It has certainly not been easy, especially over the last year. And I just thought, that doesn't mean that it isn't wonderful. That doesn't mean that we didn't make sweet memories and grow in our relationship with the Lord through that entire situation. And, you know, there's just a lot. So she said that, and that just really resonated with me and kept me thinking through the rest of the day. So her first point was, blooming is being faithful if we ever want to be fruitful. She talked about, you know, you get a new plant and you need to water it, you need to tend it, you need to be faithful in tending that plant in order for it to be fruitful. And she said it's the same in our life. If we want to be fruitful, we need to be faithful. She talked about, this was what was good for me, attending church in those seasons of life when you just kind of feel like, this ain't it, bro. Because I was like, I'm definitely at that season of life right now. I have learned recently that there is a style of preaching that I genuinely prefer listening to. I prefer verse by verse preaching. I prefer scripture with scripture preaching. And I don't feel like I find people who do that a lot. And so it has become a challenge for me to sit through really surface level sermons, or hear surface level sermons of any kind. Not just, by the way, I'm not bashing my church. I'm talking in general. Okay. Because I just feel like I'm missing something. And it's also because I'm just at a stage in my life where for 2 years we sat under a pastor who preached scripture with scripture and who taught verse by verse. And I really enjoyed that. I grew and I learned in that season of life. I also didn't have an infant that I had to get up and feed in the middle of the service, you know? So it's all about seasons of life here. My kids are watching Wreck-It Ralph in the back. I'm so sorry. But she talked about the importance of being faithful even in those seasons when it feels a little dry. And she said, it'll be worth it, I promise you. And I just thought to myself, it will be worth it. It will. It will be worth it. And my church attendance, even in seasons when I feel like it's dry and stale and I'm not getting anything, my faith will be what my children see. That will impact them for eternity. Now, hear me out on this. One thing I want to say about that. If you are in a church where you genuinely are not growing, and it's not just you, it's also your spouse and there's other things going on, please don't sit on the sidelines and think, well, this is just a season. Please don't do that. Please have a genuine heart-to-heart conversation with your pastor. And if you realize that this season and the church that you are in is not where you need to be, it is okay to go somewhere else. And do not let someone guilt trip you into thinking that it is not, because that's not scriptural in any way. It's not biblical. It's not Christ-like. And as a Christian, as you're seeking to grow, you need to be seeking to put yourself in a position where you are truly being discipled and led in a church. Okay, so don't just think I'm the problem every time. It's not always the case. I just wanted to add that. Her second point was blooming is not for yourself, it's for the glory of God. I think that's pretty self-explanatory, but I think it's something we forget about. You know, last week I talked about you can't pour from an empty cup, and I did talk about self-care. I think that is an important part of your blooming journey, taking care of yourself. But here's what I want you to remember. When you're taking care of yourself, you're ultimately taking care of yourself so that you can be at your best, so that you can continue to serve your family and serve others. And in essence, that should always reflect back and give glory to God. The way that you raise your children, the way that you love your husband, the things that you do and say, they should always reflect and point back to God and giving him the glory that he deserves, because you wouldn't be able to do anything without him. And the Bible does command us to take care of our bodies. They are temples. And so if you are not putting yourself in a position to be effective and impacted and all of that, you know, the struggle. Then she said, blooming is living for the future. This was a really good reminder for me. She talked about sometimes we need to be reminded that we need to stop living in the past. This last year has been a huge struggle for me, and I am finally at a point, my husband and I even looked at each other last night and said, we would go back to Okinawa. Would we go on military orders? No, probably not. But would we go back? Yes, yes, we would, because we would love to visit our church again. We would love to be involved in ministry again there. We would love to just visit. Really and truly, I would love to go back so that our family could have better memories leaving Okinawa than we do now, so that we can repaint that picture and just have a really joyful, beautiful picture of what I think Okinawa really is and really has to offer. But she just talked about, you know, don't sit around and grovel in the past. She continually, throughout all this, talked about her mom. She said, you know, if I lived in the past, I would constantly be focused on the fact that my mom died very young, that I don't have a mom to lean on right now. Now, her dad is remarried. She didn't talk about her stepmom or her relationship with her stepmom. But she talked about live for the future. And she, one thing that I loved, she just painted this really beautiful picture of her and her siblings. She has a brother who's a pastor. She has a sister who's a missionary's wife. They're missionaries in Africa. And then she herself is a pastor's wife. And I think she said in total there's 9 kids. But basically she said, you know, sometimes I like to think that God holds back the curtains of heaven and lets my mom look down and see the legacy that she left. And she said, because every time I look at my siblings or I look at myself, I think, this is my mom. She's not physically present, but this is what she did. This is how she invested in us. This is how she loved us so that we could be what we are today. And I just thought that that was really, really beautiful. And my parents are still here on earth, and I'm so thankful for that. But I would hope that someday they would open the curtains of heaven for my parents when they're in heaven. And then my parents would look down and see the legacy that they have left. And I would hope that it would be one that would bring them joy. I hope that my grandparents in heaven are looking down and seeing the legacy that they left and find joy in that. Then she talked about the secret to bloom is who you are rooted in. Again, I think this one was pretty self-explanatory, but a great explanation, and I loved the way that it was worded. If we're rooted in ourself, where are we going? Nowhere. Nowhere. You're not going a single place. Because that's like someone planting a tree on cement. You ain't going to go very far with that. That's for sure. And she just talked about when you're rooted in Christ, you're foundation, your roots are going to be so strong and so well shaped and preserved that they're going to grow beautifully and you will be strong. Then I missed her fifth point, but her sixth point, this is the one I loved the most. I put a star by it. It says, a bloom's best scent is let off when the bloom is crushed. She talked about, she said, if this is the worst thing that has ever happened to you, you're still blessed. And I wrote that down. That was something that her mom said to them as she was on her deathbed. She pulled all her children into the room. She said, this is the worst thing that ever happens to you. You are still blessed. And I just thought back to our time in Okinawa and in isolation, and I thought, honestly and truly, I'm very blessed to say that that was one of the worst things that has ever happened to me. Still to this day, I can say that. And I say that with a heart that is thankful that I have not had to experience other things in my life, that I have friends who have experienced them. God is very good, and he has been very faithful to me in that. But just looking at that and thinking, wow, you know, despite everything that happened, despite everything that we have had to fight through the last year and that we are still fighting through this year, it may have been the worst thing that ever happened to me, but I'm still blessed, and I am. And I think back to all the ways that God provided for our family. He provided people who brought us a Keurig and toys for our kids, and who brought us groceries when we needed them, and coffee when we needed coffee. Just the simplest little things that blessed us so, so much. And she talked about blooming is staying planted when the blooms are gone and there is no fruit. This was another point where she talked about you may feel like being present at church is hopeless, but stay faithful. She talked about some things that her grandmother said. And she said, you know, sometimes there were seasons of life where, especially as teenagers, they were just like, oh my goodness, like this is so awful. And her grandmother used to say, you can't lay down and die every time you want to. And I love that. I wrote it down. I was like, oh, I'm using that. I'm going to say that to myself. I'm going to say it to my kids. That is such a good statement. And it's also a little, it's catchy and kind of funny. You can't lay down and die every time you want to. It is so true. Man, if I just lay down and died every time I wanted to, good heavens, I tell you what, we would be in a world of hurt over here. And then her last point was live in bloom for the harvest that's coming. And she talked a lot more there about her siblings and about her mother and her mother's faithfulness to raise them to love the Lord and how that has paid off as adults. So that is just a super quick overview of what she said. My goal after this week is to go through each speaker, share with you what they shared with us, and then kind of just take these points and break them down even more and talk about them. So I am so excited to do that. I think things like this can give podcasters who want to be an encouragement really good content. Obviously, giving credit where credit is due, I didn't write any of those points. Joanna did. And they were wonderful and they were so encouraging. So I know that's only 22 minutes of giving you an overview of what she talked about. I won't lie, this was not the session that I connected with the most. I think I definitely connected with the other speaker more. And so I have far more notes on her sessions to share with you and just things that I really, really took away from her sessions. But it does not dumb down the fact at all that Joanna's presentation and what she said was all true and definitely something I needed to be reminded of in here. And it was truly a blessing. So I'm super excited to share with you the rest of the week about the other speaker. She was my favorite. Her testimony and her stories and just how God has brought her through her life is amazing. I'll also share with you a little bit. They did a Q&A session, which was really cool. They had all the speakers up there, and I thought it was really neat because they had women like Joanna, who's my age, with younger children, and then they had the other speaker's name was Robin. They had Robin, who's older and has adult children, and then the pastor's wife and the pastor, and they have adult children. And then there was the fourth speaker. She didn't speak in the retreat itself. She was the speaker for just the single ladies and the teens when we did our breakout sessions. I'll talk more about that later. But she also is a younger mother, probably my age. And just listening to their answers to these questions was just so good and such a good reminder. It was also kind of nice to hear some of the answers that they had to things like creating a schedule and staying on track. And some of their suggestions were things that I do. And I was like, look at me. I already do that. All right. That's cool. Anyway. All right. That's where I'm going to end the podcast for today. I hope this was somewhat of an encouragement to you. I am so excited to share more with you about this conference and everything I learned. I haven't said this in a while, so I'm going to add it in here. If you ever have any comments, questions, suggestions, I do have a Caffeine and Chaos page on Instagram. That's where you can find me. I believe the username now is caffeineandchaos4. We also have a Gmail where you can send your comments, suggestions, creative remarks, whatever you feel is necessary. And that email is caffeineandchaos3@gmail.com. And then, of course, you can find me on Facebook at Karina Adler. So, oh, and the podcast is on Facebook too, Caffeine and Chaos. So, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have a great rest of your Tuesday, and I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.